You're listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast episode 6. I'm Shauna Turner, and today we're talking with Ken Lazenby about marble effects using pigment, concrete dye, and acid stain on concrete countertops. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. If this is your first time listening to Direct Colors Podcast, thanks for coming. Today, I have Ken Lazenby here, and I'd like him to tell you a little bit about himself and the work he does. Our most frequent customer request is how to create a marbled look on floors and countertops. Could you tell our listeners what products you use to get a marbled effect on a countertop?
Yes, I use a marbling technique for most countertops. With acid stains, I pick a base color and usually two complementing colors. I spray the lightest color first and then fill in a spray pattern with the darkest color and then the medium shade. This works best if all colors stay wet.
How do you create the marbled look itself?
I use two techniques with a spray bottle. I use a spray bottle in the tightest misting position and change the distance to vary the pattern. For a vein look, I use more of a stream in places. There it happens again by keeping the colors wet, and they blend together and kind of take a shape of their own. This also works well only using pigments, about a teaspoon in a quart of water, if your overlay is still wet when it's applied.
Do you have a countertop sealer preference to really accentuate a marbled finish?
I prefer the 100% epoxy for everything almost. And then some customers, don't want that much shine, and I use the solvent-based sealers, either the high gloss or the satin sprayable finish on those.
And how are you applying the epoxy to the countertop?
I pour it out of the mixing cup itself and then put it down with the 10 mil squeegee. I don't back roll it, but I use a chip brush across there really quickly, across the lines where the squeegee leaves. And then I'll get out the heat gun and hold it up about a foot and a half to pop any air bubbles. Sometimes I will use a spray bottle with acetone and shoot the surface once, and it clears all the air bubbles very quickly and helps for the epoxy to level faster. You have to be very careful when doing that though. If you shoot it too much acetone on there, you'll cause dimples.
So how are you applying the acetone, and what are you applying it with?
With just a regular spray bottle, like a water spray bottle.
Well, that's very interesting. Any tips you would offer our DIY listeners about their own countertop projects?
I would say watch a lot of videos, especially the videos on directcolors.com. There's a lot of good videos on there, and there's some good ones on YouTube, and some of the products may vary, but you get a general idea of what's going on there. Go to your local Lowe's or Home Depot and look at countertops. Look at different types of tile and stone, and look at natural patterns and gather ideas from that. And that being said, don't be afraid to be creative and experiment with different colors and trying different techniques. A box of cheap ceramic tile makes for good color samples. You might try a sample before you put it on your countertop to see if you're gonna like it. And the last thing I would say is use plenty of attention to protecting your floors and masking off your counters and walls before you ever start this, because epoxies can be messy and concrete can get on your wall. So I would say that's one of the most important things is taking the time to tape everything off and prepare the surfaces correctly.
So you're overlaying an existing surface on most of your countertops, is that right?
Always.
Do you have any thoughts on applying an overlay correctly and tips to a customer who might be trying to do the same thing at home?
I prepare the surface with an orbital sander with 40 grit and then clean the surface with a degreaser. I mix my overlays fairly thin, about pancake batter consistency. I'll usually do the edges first with a little bit drier and use a rubber glove and rub it on, as I saw on Direct Colors videos. And sometimes I will use like a bluestone texture roller and use mineral spirits for a mold release agent. And I can roll the edge of the countertops, and it gives more the look of a chiseled stone on the finished product. And then I'll do my top coat. Usually one coat is about all you need for me, because I work with the epoxies a lot. Unless I have any bare spots, I might just touch them up.
And how thick is the coat you're using?
It's probably 16th to an eighth of an inch thick, because a lot of times some of the sinks are still in place and I'll tape them off. It's best for the cleanest edges to remove the sinks before you do this, but it's not always possible. So.
Thanks very much, Ken. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Shauna Turner, and thanks again for joining us.